Freddy's in your dreams.
The true horror.
Ham, ham, ham.
Dog Po, no.
Goth Girls.
I mean, she's freaky. Freaky deaky.
Andy, I taught you this one last year on the podcast.
Soak, marry, kill? Is that?
It's Chandler.
And the lady from Sister Act.
You buttheads made a big mistake.
It's the 413. Let's tell everybody to listen to our show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the 413 podcast featuring the PCB Peeps. And this is our Halloween special. I want to invite our first host, the ruler of refuse. It's Bill.
Yo! Boo!
Next, a man who has taken dominion over his environment. It's Andy.
Hello.
Next is a brilliant innovator in the fertile field of recycling. It's Abby.
Ooh, hello.
And the czar of jars, the baron of bottles, the duke of dust, it's Jared.
Boo!
Hope you all caught those references as Ernest Scared Stupid references. I want to welcome you all tonight. This is, I think, our fourth running Halloween special we've done, and I don't think it's going to be very different from the previous ones, so don't go back and listen to those. Pretend this is fresh tonight.
Yeah.
We have a lot in store tonight, a jam-packed agenda, including where I want to start right now. My first question. When you think of Halloween, I personally think of horror, right? Because I'm a horror fan. I think of the spooky, the scary, the spiritual, the mysterious. So I want to ask a question. Out of each of us on the podcast, who would die first in a horror movie and why?
Me, for sure.
Okay.
A loud, no sense of direction. I tend to befriend.
You'd help the guy out.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, hold on. You didn't stab me hard enough. Okay. Okay.
I was going to say that I would be the first, but I actually think that I would be the second, or I would live till the end because I don't want to do any of that shit. I always say when the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm just sitting in the fucking car. And so I'm going to be the person who just sits in the fucking car, and either I'm going to get knocked off first, or y'all are going to be dead and I'm going to be in the car like, what's going on, guys?
If I can throw it out there real quick, is I think you have the greatest chance of being there till the end because horror movies have a final girl.
Yeah.
The odds are stacked in your favor.
For sure.
Andy?
You know, to be honest, I feel like I'm right up there with Bill. Like, yeah. I feel like I just don't pay attention enough. And it's like, if it's old Bill and Andy, like, we're going to be smoking gerbs. Like, oh, he's coming.
They're going to know.
And we're going to be like we're not going to get rid of the cigarettes. Yeah, you're going to click, click, click. It's raining.
I got my
hold
bondage
on.
Pants on.
Yeah.
Falling over stuff.
Ching, 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 ching. Hold on. Click, click. All right. Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Okay, wait, can we have one more smoke?
How the fuck am I going to hide with the mohawk in my bondage gear?
We ain't going to be able to run. We were
why is
like
this
crazy
movie 2003 all of a sudden? I'm very confused. We're talking about modern day.
Oh.
All right. Jared, what are your thoughts?
Idea.
What?
Hope to not die.
But who's dying first? You could pick any one of us.
Situationally? How the hell do you know?
You just know. All right, I'll give you a reason right now. Here's what I'm thinking. I think the first person to go, Andy's kids, because he's going to throw them in the way to block any sort of attacker.
They're not even on the podcast.
I know, but they're going first.
Who in the podcast to Jared? Jared's like, I don't know. And you're like, hold on.
Well, because you would technically be first, but I think you would put a little shield in front of you. Then second is Andy, because Andy wears the brightest possible clothes of all time. And so, like, he's not going to be able to hide anywhere. So he's definitely
gets
there.
Seen by law enforcement. He gets picked up and gets to ride around.
That's
in the
what
back
I'm saying.
Of
me and Bill are just hanging out, like, next to some chainsaws, smoking gerbs in loud clothing. Like, we're like, oh, shit.
Well, that's why I'm putting Bill next after you, because Bill is just as loud, or louder, and will make
he's
a ton
yelling
of noise.
Looking for me. I'm dead. Yeah. He's like, yo, Andy, yo, where you at?
Then I'm going to put myself, because I think that here's why, because I'm very neurotic. So I would do a lot of things in with good sense, because I would stay away from everything. But I also know that I have ADHD and I would get bored of hiding and I'd probably run out to try to do something. So
yeah.
Then I think I'm going Abby, because I think to your point, you'd be hiding in the car. You wouldn't want to deal with any of that shit. You would just be hanging out. You'd be okay. I think Jared would survive the longest. I think the zombies would think he was one of them.
I was going to say, Jared's the killer.
That's right. Jared survived. Jared. He murdered us all.
I kid. So anyway, thought that was a fun exercise.
Bill Murray.
Now what I want to go into is we were also talking recently about a lot of different 80s movies. We often talk about 80s movies. And I thought we should do a bracket because of Halloween making me think of the bad guy. Let's do an 80s villain bracket.
Ooh.
So I have 16 villains here. And I'm going to go through and you guys are all going to vote. And if there's a tiebreaker need, I will be the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Okay. Are we good?
Andy Dick, number one.
No.
Oh, is that real life villains? Oh, my bad.
So the first one we have here, Michael Myers and Chucky.
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
Agree.
Fuck that. Chucky talks to you. I'd rather have Michael Myers. Chucky's the better villain.
All right. Well, you're outvoted, Jared. I apologize. Michael Myers wins that round. Next, Pinhead or Jason Voorhees?
Pinhead.
Jason.
Like, Pinhead also.
That's a tough one because they're both kind of demonic. I'm gonna wait. I want Jared to go. That's a tough
Jared
decision.
Jared already
did.
Oh. I'm going to say Pinhead.
Whoa!
Pain is pleasure.
Pinheads are Cinderella.
We knocked Jason out early. Okay.
That's because you put him against Pinhead, though.
Next villains. We have Gage, the kid from Pet Sematary that slices the Achilles tendon.
Oh, yeah,
versus funny. People who hate the movie Twins.
Oh, people who hate the movie Twins. Fuck
Hard
those people.
Hard agree with Bill. Hard.
Oh, man, that freaking Achilles scene's burned into my brain forever.
That's why it's on the list.
Yeah. I'm going Achilles because I am one of those Twins people.
Oh!
Do you have a twin?
So I'm going to be the tiebreaker. Gage is going to break that one. Cover your ankles, boys. All right, next, we have two kickboxing stars from Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. We have Tong Po from Kickboxer with the long ponytail and the fight the ancient way with the glass, or Chong Li from Bloodsport.
Tong Po.
Bloodsport.
Tong Po. Bloodsport.
Bloodsport.
Okay, we're going with Chong Li then.
Tong Po, no!
He did say Mate, so he's not the greatest villain. Okay. For our next eight here, we have, again, more villains from 1980s. Crack cocaine versus the government from E.T.
Crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine.
Have you guys seen E.T.?
Yeah. And he came here and he was eating all the Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
He wasn't paying for shit.
That's my job.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Touching kids with his finger. Get him out.
Get him
no,
out.
No, it's not E.T. It's the government from E.T. who doesn't want to help this alien. They want to just poke and prod at him.
We got to know what
he's
doing.
Okay, it's crack cocaine.
Wow. We got to get our Reese's Pieces back.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. E.T.
This may be a controversial one here. Ooh. Margaret Thatcher or Reaganomics? The bigger villain of the 1980s.
I mean, they're
Reaganomics because it's still the big villain. Yeah. It's still keeping. It's still a villain.
Reagan all day. Reagan all day.
Jared, did you say Reagan too?
No, they're both pretty bad.
They're both awful. This is a no-win situation.
I'll say Reagan to settle it.
Okay.
Reagan and crack. I mean, that's...
It's. I know.
Didn't Reagan invent crack?
Well, he didn't. Maybe. Oh, my goodness.
Freddy Krueger or Predator?
Predator!
I don't know, though. Freddy's in your dreams, man.
Freddy's witty. Carl
Weathers.
Talk about a wet dream. I'm going to say Freddy.
Point of clarification. Is Predator an alien?
Yeah. Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
Predator.
Not the alien, though.
All right, so what do we got there?
There's many.
Andy
There's
said Freddy.
Freddy Krueger.
So we have a tie here? Okay, then I will break it with Freddy. I love the Predator.
I love the Predator, too. But he's hanging out in the jungle. Freddy's in your dreams. I mean, he's everywhere.
In Los Angeles, too.
Yeah. Okay.
And the last two for this round, Biff from Back to the Future or Mrs. Fratelli from the Goonies?
Mrs. Fratelli.
Biff.
Mrs. Fratelli had those terrible children she raised.
Biff was a terrible child that was risen.
And a terrible adult in the future.
Yeah.
Think of what they did to Sloth. Okay.
That is true. That is true.
That was the throw mama from the train woman, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she almost got thrown from a train. Yeah.
Danny DeVito taking over the pod.
Don't throw me.
I bet we could get him on. I bet Danny would come on.
All right, so far I've got I got two people voting as a split. Goonies. Jared, what do you got? What do you got?
Goonies.
All right.
I'm going to go Goonies also.
Okay, Mrs. Fratelli takes it.
Mrs. Fratelli never says die. She was also in Naked Gun, the third one.
She was, as a villain. So
as a villain.
Her as a whole. Yeah.
I think it's the same costume from Goonies.
Yeah. All right, so next round, we have Michael Myers versus Pinhead.
Michael Myers.
Say Michael.
What?
I know, it's tough. Is Pinhead like...
I'll fuck it up.
Fucking sadistic.
Okay.
Michael Myers because Pinhead's, you know, sane and...
Yeah. Now we have Gage, the Achilles tendon slasher, versus Chong Li.
Gage, yeah.
I did.
Chong Li.
Chong Li. I feel like John Lee would get that shit under wraps.
Oh, Eric's got to break the tie.
Oh, God. It's like picking...
It's like Reaganomics and Thatcher.
Okay, here's the... Does he get got first before they fight, or does he go in?
Yeah.
Chong Li has no moral compass. I think he's going right after Gage, but that little blade in Gage's little fingers.
A deadly
weapons, though, of hands and feet in Chong Li's.
This is a really tough one because I feel like I've never gotten off of a bed and didn't think about Gage slicing my Achilles tendon. But I love Bloodsport. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. All right, as a villain, I got to go Chong Li. I think he's got more mileage.
Okay.
Bolo Young.
I just love how you said...
The little dude's more terrifying.
I never get off in that sentence. Like, what? You're like,
what?
Well,
what?
Before I get out of bed, I never get off.
That's because you only listen to half of anything everyone says.
Listen, I didn't say it. I didn't
know where this is going.
All right, so this one's going to be a tricky one for you all since you fucked the last one. Crack cocaine or Reaganomics?
Reaganomics.
Crack cocaine.
Yeah, I mean, we're dealing with both.
I feel
still.
Like this is all three of these questions were like pick between an apple and an apple.
Ooh, I could go for it.
Apple well, pack. Pick
green
the,
apple.
Pick the better apple.
I'm trying. Which Burst one's worse?
Reaganomics.
You know, I'm going to say Reaganomics because at least crack you can stop.
Can you?
You can stop doing it with therapy. Reaganomics, that's just...
That's how you stop crack.
All right.
I'm sorry, Bill, that I don't have a coke addiction.
All right, before we get long-winded, y'all.
Thank you for your calm apology. Down.
I love you.
Freddy versus Miss Fratelli.
Oh, Freddy.
Miss Fratelli, because she's what scares Freddy.
Freddy.
The Freddys have it.
She's his nightmare. He's like, Miss Fratelli.
We're getting down to the last here. Michael Myers or Chong Li?
Michael Myers.
You forced my hand on that one.
Fuckers. And then Reaganomics or Freddy Krueger?
Reaganomics.
Reaganomics.
Okay. And then the final villain of the 80s, Michael Myers or Reaganomics?
Reaganomics.
Reaganomics.
Doesn't matter what I say.
Well, the greatest villain of the 1980s is Reaganomics.
Yes!
You heard it here first.
The true horror.
I still think people who hate twins could have really made it further on this list, just saying, but
yep.
You know.
I mean, I voted for him.
Me I got to go with the eyes. All right, that concludes our villain draft. I will post the results online as well, so you can all see who gets the trophy.
And vote along. Let us know if you agree.
What if they don't agree at the first one?
Then well, they gotta let us know. Say, hey, no, you messed the bracket up.
I didn't agree at the first one.
Yeah.
That's right. Are you like Jared? Do you not agree with any of the decisions that have been made?
Yeah, we said, Jared, this person or this person. He said, no. Now we're going to get into what we would recommend our listeners watch this Halloween season. So we've each picked a movie and a TV show episode that we feel really resonates with the Halloween spirit, or just something that makes us think of fall this time of year, something that's really enjoyable to watch. So I'm going to go ahead and kick it over to Andy to start us off. What's a must-watch movie for you for Halloween or the fall season?
Well,
and don't say Jaws, asshole. Damn it.
I was going to say a really spooky movie that I really enjoy. Then got me into this when he was young. Coraline. It's just creepy enough. And it's got a good story to it. And it's still a movie him and now Ollie like to watch. And it's coming on TV. And they're like, can we watch Coraline? I'm like, sure. And it's still got that creepiness just enough to be spooky on Halloween and be like, ooh.
I never saw it. It's a Tim Burton, right?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah. A claymation one.
Yeah. He lost me a long time ago. So apologies.
Batman 89.
Actually, no, the director was Henry Selick.
Oh,
what did Tim Burton do? Nothing.
I don't think he was actually on it. It was.
Why'd you say yes then?
I thought it was. I pulled it up on IMDb, but it was based on a book by Neil Gaiman.
Oh, again. Neil Gaiman. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Those two confuse a lot.
I've seen like the toys and stuff at Target. I never saw it, but
I think you would like it.
It's good.
It's just creepy enough. Pick.
Okay, I'll give it a whirl. Why not? I thought it was Tim Burton. So if it's not, then I might watch it. He's a bit of a weirdo. All right. I like that pick. Let's go over to Bill.
I have a tie, so maybe I should go last.
A bow tie or? Oh, you have two picks
that
are.
Two picks that I can't choose between.
Well, why don't you give us. Okay, then let's go to Abby. We'll skip Bill for now.
Yeah.
I hate scary things. I hate scary movies. I also hate Halloween movies. I love Halloween, though. I am going to go with Dawn of the Dead.
Ooh, nice. That's a good one.
The original or the remake? The, like, 2006 or the... Or wait, 2004 or, like,
slow
the 1979?
Zombies or running zombies.
Like, 70s.
Okay. Yeah, in the mall. Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a classic one.
Reaganomics. No, not yet.
Those fucking bikers, man, ruined everything.
Honestly, the 70s and the remake in 2004 were both excellent. Both Dawn of the Dead.
It was only
really
that
good.
They just made them fast, right? That's the only thing.
Yeah.
They were pretty fast in the original. Like Andy said, there's like a biker gangs and stuff that came in the 70s one. Well,
those were all just humans, though. That was just the other survivors that they were battling against, which is the real scary part. The zombies are less of a threat there than all the rest
freaking
of the
bikers
around you.
Both were excellent, though.
Yeah, they were both great.
You got a young Phil Dunphy in the remake playing the boat guy.
Yes,
he's really good in that. And then a couple like Ving Rhames.
Yeah, it was a good,
really good. Mekhi Phifer. Yeah, great pick. Jared?
Ghostbusters.
Nice.
Classic.
Yes.
Have you watched any of the newer ones? Like Afterlife or Frozen Empire?
I've seen them all.
No, not yet.
I saw Frozen Empire, but I wasn't... Like, I love Paul Rudd, so he can do no wrong in my eyes, but I thought the movie itself was kind of... Some nice throwbacks, some character revivals, things like that, but something about the plot line that just was like, I don't know, it wasn't it for me.
I agree with that.
I love watching that scene, though, when they're driving Ecto-1 through New York City. It was like, yes. Amazing. It's so good.
So good.
Really good. Okay, so OG Ghostbusters, greatest soundtrack of the 80s? Is it on that list?
Oh, there's a lot, dude, but it's up there.
But as an original song for a movie?
Oh, an original song.
Because I guess like that happened a lot for movies in the mid-80s, like Back to the Future. Yeah. And
yep.
But like, this has got to be up there.
Top Gun.
In the 90s, I guess in the movie, though, they're not.
Oh, well, yeah.
But
well, Kenny Loggins. You don't.
Yeah.
Put Kenny Loggins on Ghostbusters. I don't care what he sings about.
Game on. Yeah.
Ghostbusters. I don't give a fuck. Just put him on that soundtrack. I'm jamming out.
Slaps.
Yeah. Ghostbusters is one of it's funny because it's completely timeless, but yet when you watch it, you're in an absolute time capsule. It's the weirdest feeling. It just like takes you back. It still feels like it could be pretty contemporary. In a way.
For sure.
And all right, I gotta put that on my list. Bill, do you want me to go or do you want?
Yeah, Eric, okay. You go.
So I would say I have a couple too, but I'm gonna give you this is more of a style. So forgive me for having multiple picks here. But I would say for me, Halloween and like horror, this is a great time to watch horror anthologies. So Body Bags, Campfire Tales, Tales from the Crypt, Tales from the Dark Side, Tales from the Hood. All yes. Great anthologies to watch because you get a couple different stories, Trilogy of Terror, if you want to throw it in there, but just you get to watch a bunch of little different stories chopped up in a way that like doesn't feel like you're committing to a really long haul. And you get to watch like a lot of horror in a short period of time.
Yes.
So I would just throw it out there. It's a great time to watch anthologies.
What's great about Tales from the Hood too, is you don't see the twist ending coming right away. Like that they're already, they're already dead.
Until now.
Yeah, thanks for giving it away, Andy.
Never seen it.
Uh-oh.
Never will.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just like how they tie those together. And they've done a lot of that in more modern day with like the VHS series is one. Mm-hmm. And All Hallows Eve, which is the start of Art the Clown and the Terrifier series.
Really?
It's always been something that's like been... you know, relevant in film. But I think that there was a real sweet spot, like late 80s to like mid 90s that really jumped off for me. So definitely. And the creepiest one by far is Campfire Tales. People Can Lick Too. I told you guys about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you showed a clip of that.
With a young Amy Smart. It's very like... It's like a late 90s one, actually, I think, Campfire Tales. Maybe it's even early 2000s, but it's a good one.
Tales from the Crypt is always one of my favorites.
Hilarious.
So good.
I'm not a big horror person, but like I love that. Like that. And like you're saying, people with ADHD, those short clips and like they're perfect storytelling.
Yep. For the TikTok brains out there, anthologies are the way to go.
Yeah.
You know what? And the younger people are going to miss out because, I mean, we had like shows like Dinner and a Movie, which would play horror movies all October and you'd get exposed to different stuff.
I've never seen such a thing.
What?
If you have Shudder, they still do that kind of thing on Shudder, like the Elviras and things like that. So, but yeah, that was like my childhood, watching horror movies late at night and not going to bed.
Yeah.
Right on.
I was like a little Vinny, but I watched horror instead of bothering my dad. What are you going to do? We all have our vices. All right, Bill.
Okay.
Have we helped you come up with a choice here?
No. These are two of my favorite movies. And there's going to be a lot of eyes rolled on this. But The Craft?
No eyes rolled.
That's a good one.
It is. Well, and this is the one that maybe, because it might be considered cheesy now, but I still love this. whenever it's on, I'll watch it. The Blair Witch Project. I love those two movies. I love the Blair Witch Project style too. I was going to throw Paranormal Activity, the original one, in there too. I just love that style when it's pseudo realistic and like, and that just like, that gets my fear bones really going.
No, yeah, those are great picks. Blair Witch 2 sucked. Not the first one.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't see the second one. I just, the original and The Craft. I mean,
I've probably been 20 years since I saw that.
Goth people. I'm in. I'm in.
Goth people?
Goth girls.
Yeah, well, we know what you're about. Yeah. So, Bill, that was actually in my honorable mentions, Blair Witch Project.
Oh, right on.
That is like a masterpiece in marketing of the found footage film, creating online personas for these people, pretending they're real. And in just
99?
Like
perfect timing.
It was a masterpiece in that. And the film is super folly. It starts to get cold. You start to see your breath and you're just as like scared as they are watching this. And there's not a lot to it. It's all about the stillness and what could be out there is what's the scariest piece.
Andy, there's one part in this. It takes you from being super scared. And then there's a little bit of hope. Once again, if you bring us back to the 2003, they run out of cigarettes.
Yes, that's right. I forgot about that.
In the bottom of the pack, they find one and they share it. And I'm like, oh, this is...
Right, because he says, I found a cigarette.
Yeah. I perked up. I'm like, they're going to be okay. Spoiler alert, they were not going to be okay.
I remember being younger and I wanted to see the movie. And my Uncle Ray... R.I.P. Uncle Ray said, hey, I want to go see Blair Witch. Your mom says you and your cousin Greg want to go. You want to go with me? And we're like, yes. Like, coolest day ever. My uncle's like, yo, I'll take you.
Wait, you didn't go a matinee though, did you?
Yeah, I think he took us out Sunday morning or something.
Can you watch horror movies and for matinees?
When your uncle who works? Yeah.
Watch horror movies whenever you want.
First of all, it taught us never to knock over a pile of rocks in the woods.
Yes.
Let's call that. The cool thing about the film, though, and this is where it differs from a movie that came out the same year, which is The Sixth Sense, is that like the movie doesn't live on the twist. You know what I mean? Nope. Because like, so here's the difference is like, if you didn't see The Sixth Sense in theaters, someone gave it away and it fucked the whole movie for you.
Yeah.
But Blair Witch, I remember I didn't see it in theaters. I was a little bit too young. So I remember as soon as it hit the shelves at Video Studio 12, Nate and I rented it. We watched it at night at his house and everything was super fresh. And it wasn't like I had anyone spoiling it for me because everyone still thought these people were real. Like the people that were around 100%. That you talked to. So I thought it was a really brilliant way to do this film. And it did spawn like the Paranormal Activities in the like more recent found footage style films. And I think actually Paranormal Activity was Jason Blum and that was super successful. And he started Blumhouse with that. And so like now Blumhouse is putting out horror movies for all different folks out there. Most of them suck now, but the point is they're still putting them out. So,
but yeah, but it launched. Yeah.
Yeah.
One quick question. Do you guys know the scariest movie you saw in theaters? If you don't, it's not a big thing. Mine was The Ring. I don't think
I've ever been scared of a movie in a theater.
Oh, mine was... I'm surrounded
by a bunch of other people.
I saw Signs at the drive-in theater and I'm deathly afraid of aliens.
Oh, no! That's not going to be the last mention of that movie.
And you're exposed. You're just outside. They could just hover right over and pick you up. You'd never know.
Just like E.T. That's a horror movie for Abby. She's like, my horror movie, E.T. And motherfucker comes down hiding in stuffed animal piles.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
That government was doing a good job.
Yes.
Well, listen. So I would say, so Bill, to your question, I would say it wasn't a movie necessarily. It was a scenario.
Oh, no.
So when Jay and I started going back to the movies when like sort of like post-pandemic or like as the pandemic softened a bit and they were opening theaters up again, like 1 to 2 people would go to every movie at night. And it's the creepiest experience to go late night into a horror movie with someone sitting alone, like a seat behind you. Oh, it's right really behind. Creepy. I gotta say, it just is. Yeah. I think we saw Terrifier 2. It was one of the first movies we saw like back in the theaters, and we like sat there, and there was a guy that sat behind us wearing like a full mask, and it was just creepy. It's like there's something about already being on edge with a horror movie, but like some rando sitting alone behind you with a mask. I don't know why. I get they're not going to like murder me, but it just adds to the intensity of like the scares in the movie.
Okay, well, here's my
statistically, they're unlikely to murder you. Well, can't say that they won't murder you.
My social awkwardness would be if, say, that said scenario is like there's two people sitting in front of me. I would go to like the other side of the theater.
Totally.
This is what I would do. I'd be like, let's give ourselves space.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm more comfortable going to the movies now, and I go often, but yeah, it was
that's
a weird,
weird. I would have hated that. Oh,
I mean, confession time for you, Bill. Yep. I don't tend to watch horror movies in the theater because I'm like, fair. You know what? I'd rather be home with my doors locked.
Yes, same. No, a friend of mine, she dragged me.
I can't fucking do this.
And that has nothing to do with the movie ticket prices, Andy?
No.
Or the concessions, are you sure?
I don't buy concessions. I sneak that shit in.
That's me. I'm just cheap.
I go in looking like I'm 400 pounds. I come out my normal weight. I'm sneaking in snacks for everybody.
Okay. I'm like Abby. I don't like going to horror movies. A friend of mine, she dragged me to see The Ring. And people were running like down the aisles. Like, yeah. I'm not going to throw spoilers in there. But yeah, I was like, well, what are we doing here?
The Ring kind of kicked off what would be the horror movie tropes for the next like 15 years.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay, a microfiche in a library to look up old murders or stories.
Yep.
A lot of bridges to drive over in like the New England countryside. Okay.
I still hate going over bridges because of it.
Horses jumping off of fucking ferries. Okay. No, that only happened. That only happened in The Ring.
The flies. Oh, man.
Oh, and can I just say an honorable mention? It. And I'm talking about the old one and the remake. Both very good.
Two honorable mentions.
I didn't watch them, clowns.
I don't fuck with Pennywise. I don't like it.
It scared the shit out of me. I thought it was great.
I believe it.
Bro him.
Oh, no. The other ones, I'll throw out The Thing.
Watch yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Because that's like action. It's like action horror in the best way, like Predator. Yeah. Like there's fucking 100 flamethrowers in there.
Yeah, Predator never scared me because Arnold's there. I'm like, Arnold's gonna win. Look at those fucking muscles. Like,
are you? Yeah, but everyone gets fucking obliterated.
I know, but you know Arnold's gonna make it out in the end. I know, poor Carl Weathers.
His
but
arm
he's pushing
gets
too many
off.
Papers.
Yeah, thank
he's
you,
pushing
Eric.
Too many papers.
Can you picture Carl Weathers with one arm? It's terrifying.
Yeah, with an Uzi.
Like, he's still firing though. That's great.
Yeah, I know, because he's fucking badass.
They're like, you know what we should do? Keep him shooting. He's got a grip on that fucking trigger. 100%.
He's like, Rocky, I'll still get you.
Great one. I have one more modern one, and this one I would say isn't super scary. It lives more in like I would say. It's kind of like a coming of age tale with a little bit of a thriller aspect and a little bit of like mystical child like things, which is Black Phone.
Huh.
I've never seen it. It's Ethan Hawke, and it's about this kid who gets kidnapped by this guy that's kidnapping kids, and he's kept in a basement, and there's a phone down there that keeps ringing, and the phone is people that were in this same scenario that got killed. Kids calling him to tell him what to do and how to break out.
Ew.
It's really good. It reminds me of Fall, too. It's a good movie. And they're doing a second one. So if you want to watch the sequel, and I didn't spoil it for anybody. I think that's kind of the plot of the movie. So I don't think I spoiled it.
Yeah.
But pretty cool. So anyway, check it out. All right. On to TV shows. We good for TV episode?
Yes.
Let's try to stick with. Okay, we can do two. If you have two, you can do two.
Oh, I
got one.
You have two.
I have two. It was really hard.
All right, you go last.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do a cool. We'll go Abby first.
I panicked. I watched like every Halloween episode of The Office.
God damn it, Abby. Don't take one of mine.
But I don't think that they were the best. And I don't know if it's a me problem or an office problem, but I was feeling
it's like not an office problem. I'll like give a spoiler on that.
Like I poorly chose what I was going to watch because I really wish I had watched like Roseanne or Home Improvement instead. I wish I'd watched Home Improvement instead. That's what I'll say. But I did watch.
Why are you trying to get lucky?
Office.
You wanted more construction paper bats. That's what I'm hearing.
Hey, don't knock it. I'm going as Al Borland tomorrow.
Like the eighth thing I've heard you're being.
And the best thing. He just dresses like that to get Caitlin hot.
You're damn right I do. I'm like, if I got to dress up, making this work.
Hey, baby, it's tool time.
Season two, The Office, when he has to fire... But he has to fire the guy. And it's
that
Halloween.
Was mine. God damn it. He's wearing the paper mache. Yeah, I'll pick a different one. You guys know.
No, it wasn't mine. I was running off happy. I'm sorry.
That one.
I mean, didn't Wick beat you to that one? Isn't that the one you sent in the chat?
Wait, so Abby, what's your pick?
I don't know that I have a pick.
So far, Bill and Andy and Abby have all picked something that I don't even know what you've picked.
I just picked all of them. All
right, so The Office, but you wish you watched Home Improvement.
Yes.
Okay. Andy?
Well, I'm going to pick a Home Improvement one. The Haunting of Taylor House. Because my office one was taken.
Okay. Was Wilson in it?
Of course Wilson was in it. It's okay. A classic TV show.
He was half in it.
Andy, what happens in the episode?
All right, now you put me on the spot because you stole my actual one.
Talk about your actual one.
All right, fine. My actual one was the office one where he's got to fire the dude and yes! He's got the paper mache hat on. And it's so awkward, like the whole episode, because he's like freaking out about having to fire someone and they're all dressed in funny costumes. Oh, so good.
They should have fired Creed.
Yeah.
They had it right the first time.
They should have got him. Creed. Yeah. But Creed fought.
I killed a deer. Shot her in the leg, had to put her swamp with a shovel. Such a good episode.
Oh, I sprout so mung good. Beans in my desk. Yeah. They smell like death, but they're very nutritious.
But it's just so awkward because he's got the freaking head, the paper mache head.
Yeah, that's a good one. What's Jim's costume in that? Is that the Facebook one?
No, that's Three Hole Punch Jim.
Okay.
Facebook Jim is a different one.
He was Three Hole Punch. He was Dave.
Yeah.
Dave
was good.
Bookface.
Bookface was great.
Bookface is a good one.
Bookface. And then he was eventually Popeye, which I didn't enjoy.
Yeah, that one.
I'll agree with that one.
That one was pretty good.
Bill, what do you got for us?
Oh, thank goodness mine wasn't taken. This is from season 5, episode 7 of Boy Meets World. And then there's Sean. So this is a riff on like scary movies. And also Topanga and Corey had broken up. So they're in detention. There's some random dude that was trying to get a pencil from Topanga. Gets a pencil in the head. Jennifer Love Hewitt is in this episode. Oh my God. It's the
here we go.
Best.
Now we know why it's.
Yeah.
Owner Jams 99.
Wait, when is Bill going to say 69? It's got to be coming soon.
We definitely know what Bill did last summer.
this was just the mesh. It's like, it's a. It's a weird episode for like a sitcom because they do like a lot of horror movie tropes in it. And but it's so good. It's so good. And everybody's like, oh, it's Mr. Feeney's the killer. And he's like the second one who gets killed. Like, so good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry. Spoilers. Big time spoilers.
I fell asleep in that episode. I thought Mr. Feeney did it.
And then when it reveals... when they reveal the killer, because all the other
like Scooby Doo, do they put the mask up like that?
Well, Sean reveals that it's Sean, and it's like, whoa!
That's really Scooby Doo.
You completely spoiled it, Bill.
So sorry. Hey, go watch it anyways. It's so awesome.
Just try to understand what you just said. Okay, on it. All right, Jared, what do you got?
Season 2 of Community.
Episode. I thought of that one, but I was like, Jared's gonna grab that.
I wish I watched that last night.
Yeah. It's a great one. Little zombie 20-minute miniseries.
Oh.
It was like it parodied that other zombie movie. I'm trying to remember the one where the zombies are in the barrels because they found all the food in the barrel. And it's like old World War like II rations, and the kids eat it and become zombies. I'm trying to remember that zombie apocalypse movie that it parodies, but it was really good.
Like 80s or slightly newer? What are you talking about? I'm not sure I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I know, I gotta look it up now.
This is the Frank Turner moment all over again.
Yeah, Andy feels...
This is the not killing
Andy. Very
Dick.
Confident that something happened that didn't happen.
No, it did.
No! It's too zombied.
Two barrels.
Ah, Return of the Living Dead. So it parodies Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
With Tommy Jarvis. He's in that. Well, the guy who plays Tommy Jarvis.
Why was he not on the bracket?
Give me Eric. I want your pick.
What's Eric got?
I have one that I feel like if you all don't drop what you're doing after this episode and go watch it, you're crazy. This was a brilliant show. It was a drama disguised as a comedy. It only lasted one season and put out some of the greatest actors of our generation. The Halloween episode of Freaks and Geeks is incredible.
That's quality.
It's just this like amazing time capsule. There's a lot of this. What I really like about it is that it reminds me of when I was growing up too. And you get to a point where you don't know, like, is this where I should stop trick-or-treating? And everyone else is judging you, but you just want to go have fun on Halloween. And so there's a little bit of that involved in there. There's the other side where you start finding it funny to do pranks and you're getting a little bit older and you want to egg people's houses and toilet paper and that kind of thing. And also, like, the parents and the whole change and shift in trusting candy that you're getting from houses. And so the mom's baking all these cookies and everyone's like, you can't give unwrapped candy at Halloween. Are you crazy? And they're all throwing the cookies on the lawn and it's like devastating.
He says.
So it's a great episode where there's enough drama, there's comedy, you feel something, there's nostalgia. It's a great watch. Definitely should go back and do it. And after you do that, Paramount Plus is hosting this entire series. And you should check out, this is one of the spookiest kids scare-a-thon episodes I've ever seen. Are You Afraid of the Dark? The Tale of the Frozen Ghost.
Oh, that one was so spooky. Terrifying.
I'm cold. He's cold.
We're all cold.
But at the end, not to be rude or anything, fucking kid froze to death. He left his coat in a log. Couldn't remember where he put it. Come on.
No, he lived in your house for a week during the winter. It froze to death.
Like, oh, this wood stove has not worked forever. You didn't call someone to check it out, Grandma. Come on. The fuck?
Well, again, you spoiled the entire episode. Thank you for... Here we go.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm going to beep out all the spoilers on this.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a 55-second beep of Bill explaining the Boy Meets World episode. I'm going to try.
I was going to say Jennifer Love Hewitt.
You're the one who fooled the fans. You were like, listen, Paramount Plus, all right, is hosting this entire podcast all month long.
No.
Too good.
We've got Are You Afraid of the Dark, the full series on there. You can watch it on Paramount Plus.
For real.
That is just honorable mention. Are You Afraid of the Dark in general?
In general.
Is that what he just did?
Well, I picked an episode.
He picked
but
an episode.
The show as a whole.
We're just talking the show as a whole.
There's some spookies. There's some good ones.
Yeah,
definitely. The Pinball Wizard. There's some good ones.
Yeah, the clown where he takes the nose. God.
Yeah, it's really.
What about the gnome?
Oh yes,
one was like the monkey paw one or.
Oh yeah,
wasn't there one like a claw or something?
Is that Goosebumps?
Goosebumps had one too, but I think, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Wasn't it a monkey paw?
I
can see it,
but I can't remember.
I thought it was a monkey paw.
I don't think it was
it's a been a long time.
No, it wasn't a monkey, but it was like a little wooden hand claw thing. I don't even know. And too long. Go back, watch it. You tell us.
This is another one of Jared's nightmares. There was a wooden monkey paw slapping me.
The twisted claw, Jared. Tail.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because yeah.
They're all the tail.
The tail.
The tail of the twisted
submitted for claw. The approval of the Midnight Society. This is the tail of the little monkey paw.
Fuck, that's what we should have done for the show.
She gave them a wooden vulture foot that grants wishes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go real quick into a movie that everyone but Abby and probably Jared watched, which was a Halloween classic that I feel like is completely underrated. And we won't get into some of the problematic pieces of this, but there are some problems, but.
How about a bumper sandwich, booger lips?
Yeah. There you go. I think one of the funniest lines of the entire movie is, "Nuh-uh, ain't no trees in Botswana. Nuh-uh, I know I am a Botswanian lumberjack and I ain't never had a job."
You buttheads made a big mistake.
All right, so is this like the greatest treehouse of all time? Has there been a better treehouse?
Yeah, I mean, just bad location, man.
Well, there was the one in Home Alone or something, wasn't there? Oh, no, it was his attic that he turned into like this crazy fucking thing.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm thinking of tree houses in cinema, we've got what? Like, there's Sandlot, great treehouse.
Yeah.
Jack,
great treehouse. But nothing like this one. This one, they have disgusting-looking pizzas just on hand.
Yeah.
They have cat food in cans ready to just be launched out of these missiles. It's ridiculous. But Ernest is a craftsman, man. He really, like, he knows how to build. He's an engineer. Garbage man, everything.
Can we talk about how scary the wood, like when the troll turns the kids into like wooden statues. Like,
it's way scarier than it should
it's
be.
So scary. I mean, they did a great job. I mean, the troll in general is like the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah,
the and then he's creepier than friggin' Attack of the Killer Clowns.
Yes. The troll is just so creepy. And then the statues that he creates when he touches the kids are even creepier. You're like, oh my God, this movie is...
Little ear wiggle at the end when he gets powered up.
Oh, when it gloats.
Let's just take a quick minute to talk about Ernest. Okay, so the character Ernest P. Worrell was created by Jim Varney. And he started out appearing in television commercials in the early 80s and just became this sort of like lovable, bumbling character, the lovable idiot. Really just became popular for that like Southern drawl, that like slow way of talking. The characters that he did really just kind of blew up. And that turned into him starring in television and movies. And he put out quite a series of movies. If you look at his catalog, it's intense, with such films as Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest Saves Christmas, Ernest Goes to Jail, and finally, Ernest Scared Stupid from 1991. And he's just in these like comical situations where he somehow saves the day, even though he's this sort of like bumbling idiot. But it's very wholesome in a way. I think he does a good job at like just not going over the top. There's no like swearing in the films. It's like a likable character in that sense.
It's slapsticky, but it does get a little intense. Even like the first scene, like when he gets trapped in the back of the garbage truck at first, it's like, oh shit, he's about to die.
Yeah. It's a lot. But in this film, the plot is that he accidentally releases a centuries-old troll named Trantor, turns children into wooden dolls, as Andy said, and that's to fuel his like dark magic and his power. So he and Rimshot and the neighborhood kids, they set up a mission to try to trap the troll. And again, this is a Tommy Jarvis situation. Ernest caused this to happen and then tries to save the day.
It was already prophesized. Is it really his fault if it was known for thousands of generations before?
Yes, because he knew the repercussions and he didn't believe it and did it anyway. Like the whole series of putting his hands on the tree, saying those things, slapping it three times.
Three times.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet trolls don't even like kids.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I turn him to wood.
Couple quick fun facts about the film. So we mentioned this before, troll costumes and effects were created by the same team that worked on Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So a lot of the same molds and stuff were used to create the Brussels sprout trolls that spawn after he puts enough wooden trolls in there. And then milk was chosen as the troll's weakness because it's something that I think at that point kids could identify with. That was like maybe not something they always wanted to do, drink their milk, right? So that was kind of a cool device to be like, hey, we can kill the trolls.
Okay.
Let's throw it at these guys instead of consuming it.
So is this where M. Night Shyamalan took this for Signs with water instead of milk?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, probably. Yeah, we'll kill the aliens with water. Just like they did in Trolls with milk.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he stole the plot of this movie from Ernest Scared Stupid.
Did the people, I didn't see any aliens that looked like killer clowns, but they were
aliens. But like in the beginning where you don't see, you just see the hand of the troll.
Oh,
could
yeah.
Be like the walking in front of the camera.
Very true. So the weirdest thing about this film is the original name. We talk about this, Ernest Scared Stiff.
Didn't test real well with
I can't imagine.
The porno industry already had that trademarked. They couldn't use the name.
Like, where can I buy a trench? My wife's been looking for one.
They're
it's
like,
not real wood, is it?
Sorry, we already created an Ernest Scared Stiff. You can't. That's in the back room of Video Studio 12.
That one's called Ernie.
Top shelf.
Plenty of Miak in that one. I heard 1,000 bottles of Miak were found on the set. Costco sized.
That's what happened to P. Diddy. He watched the wrong Ernest movie.
Oh no.
Set it down the wrong path. Yeah.
I think it's a good movie. It's definitely like, it reminds me a lot of childhood memories as I watched through it, like different points in the film that just work. Do we have an issue with what's the old lady's name in it again?
Eartha Kitt.
Yeah. What? Is that her real name?
Eartha Kitt. That's her real name.
But what's her name in the movie? What's her name in the movie? What's her character?
Old Lady Hackmore.
Yeah, Hackmore. Okay, so first of all, she's the first hoarder that's been like glorified on television.
Dude, I thought the art hoarder was awesome. It's like, yo, I wish I could make this stuff.
It was pretty cool. But the biggest problem I have is who was her home insurance agent? She had live fires.
Live fire everywhere.
Everywhere in her house.
Who says she had insurance?
The 90s, you think
she
they
totally didn't
cared?
Have insurance. Yeah.
They did. They had their eyes on her. They wanted to tear down her yard. And how much land did she own? Because they went deep into the woods and they're like, you're trespassing on her property.
And why is the sheriff set to fire the sanitation worker?
No, the mayor did.
Well, the mayor ordered the sheriff to do it. That's not his job.
Oh, and then the mayor eventually did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird town dynamics there. Yeah. A lot of politics.
Where is this town? And how did it look like it went from like the 1700s to like the early 1990s, like when they first get the troll under the oak tree?
Yeah, because they did. Because he'd been trapped for like 100 years or something.
Well, that's the math, Andy, but thank you.
You're really not enticing me to watch this movie in any shape or form. Just
lots of slapstick. He does lots of very strange impressions. The impressions.
Those are good, though.
Great. I love it.
He's good. Yeah. The impressions are amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
so in the late 19th century, Bill, that's when they trapped him originally.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
So it's like 100 years.
100 years. Why are you saying it like that?
Right here. 100 years, which is what I said. 100 years later, Ernest starts, you know, getting scared straight on a big tree.
How does Hackmore know? I don't want to spoil it.
She just knows. She has the book.
Okay.
And in the book,
didn't fucking check because there's two pages stuck together.
Listen.
Wait a minute. There's a back to this.
Is that why Ernest said, are there any more pictures in this book?
Can I get the clip notes of this?
She's like, all we have to do to destroy Trantor is it won't come open. I can't do it. Never mind. Something about a mother's loving.
Mother's is closed.
Yeah, this wasn't it. Ernest's family who trapped him originally too, though, right?
Yeah, and the curse was they got dumber and dumber.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's true. The biggest question I have, though, is that Halloween Eve, Joey goes missing. Like,
they
don't cancel Halloween altogether. Yeah, there's a missing kid in this small town.
Well, it's like a day later for his parents to go to the sheriff to report. It's like, oh, my kid's missing.
Your kid doesn't show up at home and you're like, it's a school night.
Yeah. One of my favorite things about Joey, though, was it was pretty much my same vernacular. It's like, later, dudes.
Later, dudes. He did not see them tomorrow.
He did not. Well, they did see a wooden version of him.
I like how he thought he was going to die because he was going into a puddle.
Thank you.
He's like, thanks, Ernest. You saved me big time. I would have been toast or something.
I was a goner for sure.
In that 6-inch puddle down there?
Like, how the fuck?
And when did it rain that it was that wet down there? All right, we got a lot of beef with this movie too. But anyway, worth a watch. Definitely check it out.
Yeah.
Very fun. Any like other quick notes we want to do before we move into trivia?
They had sick group high five. I hope that we can reenact.
Yeah.
Like, I think we could do it. There was only three of them, but I think we can do it better.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it's on.
Awesome. Okay.
When I watch movies, I always love looking at what they have for the food in there and being like, oh, that would be cool. I like that. That looks good. I want to make that. This had the worst food. Those pizzas, I'm telling you.
It was all cafeteria food.
Yeah.
In the back of the garbage truck.
Oh, but those full pizzas they were launching.
Yeah.
Those two nitwits. Oh.
They look Murdoch's like kids.
One pepperoni. There was no pepperoni on that pizza. You know what was on it? Like, a horse shit. Like, there was nothing on
that. Just going to get thrown? Are they going to waste a full good pizza to just launch it across the room?
There was a 1990s Dunkin' Donuts box in the background. I got all the nostalgia going on.
And when he's got the milk and all the cupcakes and stuff, the chocolate milk, and they show like all the Diet Coke and Coke logos and stuff in the background. I'm like, oh, I love looking at the old labels of things. That's the best part about watching a movie, if they have a grocery store scene and you get to see all the labels of shit.
Absolutely.
I would even say Encino Man, Andy, when they go in to the convenience store. Gas station burrito is so good, right?
I think you should just look at episodes of Supermarket Sweep on YouTube from the early 90s.
Amazing. And you don't know any of the brands?
Turkey, ham.
The inflatables that they'd have to run around with, like a giant inflatable bear of honey.
Oh, I'm so bad at the games because they're like, all right, here's a box of dry powder detergent from Tide. What do you think the price is? I'm like, oh, that's like $13.99. They're like 79 cents. I'm like, oh, fuck. How'd I fuck that up? Or it's like, they'll do like one of the rhyme ones where it's like, you can get your home clean as long as you buy. And they're like, it's spankin' spleen. You're like, what? That was a product? How am I this out of touch with things?
Because they tried to advertise on Supermarket Sweep and obviously did not sustain.
Yes.
In the troll book, they had a picture of the troll. And it looked like Jorge from The Casualties with like spike bracelets and stuff, green hair. I was like, yo.
Dude, it's chill.
40-ounce casualties.
This one is for the punks. That's what he put every time they put one of the wooden figures in the tree, he's like, for the punks.
Yeah.
He dumped a half of a 40 out. Great. All right.
It took him so long to get five souls, man.
I know.
What's he doing?
When it showed him like running, he was jogging.
He was so fast.
No, if initially it would show him running and he looked like an old man like trying to catch an elevator.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it shows him like bust through that fence and he's sprinting like Usain Bolt.
Absolutely.
Because he got more power though, the more kids he got.
No, he was running the whole time.
And
it kept showing little things of his legs.
He's also a ninja because remember when he got the freaking girl when she's like yelling at her mom and then all of a sudden, right behind you, kid.
Oh, he wakes up. She turns around. He's in the bed with her.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that was frightening.
I've been there.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, what's that?
Whoa. Good night, nurse. Anyway. Let's kick it over to Abby to give us a little bit of Halloween trivia to wrap this podcast up.
Yeah.
I've brewed up a frightfully fun rapid fire tour through some of my killer favorite games designed for the Three Musketeers and Andy. Just remember, my rules and scoring are in play, so apologies in advance. Andy, there's no escaping my grasp and shitty math. So grab your garlic and cross your fingers, because we're about to raise some ghoulish games from the grave.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. For the first game, we'll be introducing what is not actually a scorable game, but I will be scoring it. Podcast favorite, Fuck, Marry, Kill. We're going to start with you, Jared. Elvira.
Oh.
Morticia. Or Lily Munster. Is Lily Munster the mom? I hope that's the mom. But the mom.
Yeah. God damn.
Damn. Bill Goff just hearing those names.
Yeah. I know, right?
This is rapid fire also, friends.
Elvira, Lily, Morticia.
So you're fucking Elvira?
Yeah.
Marrying Lily and killing Morticia.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Seems to be the way.
Andy.
Elvira, Mary, all day long.
You don't remember how to play this game?
Well, I mean, you said Elvira, and I just want people to know. If she's listening, you know, I'll marry you, Elvira.
So, Andy, yours are Rapid Fire, The Bride of Frankenstein, Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas, and then I wrote The Wizard of Oz.
Well, I don't want... I know, right?
Wizard?
I don't know what I was supposed to say. It's not something Wizard of Oz.
Let's say the Wicked Witch of the West.
That is what it's supposed to say. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I like the Wicked Witch. I mean, she's freaky. Freaky deaky. Yeah. I'll kill Sally from A Nightmare Before Christmas, even though I think she's already dead. Who was my first one again?
The Bride of Frankenstein.
I mean, she's kind of hot, though.
Respect on that.
I'm gonna marry the Bride of Frankenstein, and I'll bang the Wicked Witch.
So, quick question: the Wicked Witch, isn't that where like she gets crushed by the house and you only see her feet sticking out? That's because Andy has a foot fetish. We're breaking it on the podcast right now. That's why he wants to bang the Wicked Witch.
I can't help that. I love the green, popular. The green of that pointy hat. Like, come on, baby, come here.
He's like, you can capture some souls and then I'll tickle your souls.
She's like, right. Should I keep these slippers on? I'm like, keep them on, baby.
No, stop. Please stop.
Please. Let me see that toe cleave. That's right.
I love those striped socks. Just tickle me with them real quick.
Jeff Alberland.
Guys. This was supposed to be a fast game, and we're like on 15 minutes.
It's not our fault. Jared took 20 minutes to make a decision.
All right, Eric.
Yes.
You have Nancy from Nightmare on Elm Street, Lori from Halloween, and Wendy from The Shining.
Oh, God. Kill Wendy.
Yeah.
She is very annoying in that. And then I'll marry Nancy and I will F Lori. So I'm going with.
All right. Bill.
Yo.
You have the Sanderson sisters.
Oh, marry them all. Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, I love those ladies.
Wait, this is Hocus Pocus, right?
Yes. Yeah. You have Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, okay. And the lady from Sister Act.
Joyful, joyful.
Not Whoopi Goldberg.
God damn it.
What do you, I mean, this is truly a Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
They're all good.
What?
You kidding? Oh my God.
Andy, do you want to trade?
Sure. I'll take them all. I'll marry them all. Love those Sanders and sisters.
Witches of Eastwick for a second. That's what I was going to remember. That's the other
one. Fuck. Man, this is a tough one.
Is it though, Bill?
Bill, make the right decision here.
Yeah, I mean,
smush them all.
Can I get the names again?
They can sing.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Bette Midler, and the lady from Sister Act.
The Sanderson sisters.
Is it Sister Act, I'm gonna kill. I do have to marry Bette fucking Midler.
Don't cheat on her. She kill will her. Freaking kill you, you me, and she will kill, sew your mouth her. Shut.
I don't like any of them.
Ask her last boyfriend what he did. He cheated on her.
Oh.
She killed him. Willie. Sewed his mouth shut.
Yeah. They're all, I'm like, nah. You know what? I got it. I'm going to kill me. That's my way out of this.
Bill's like, can I do anything with Binks here? Or,
yeah. You know, I had another round of that to play, but we're going to skip right over it. That took so fucking long.
Yeah. Blame Wolfie over here. He still hasn't made a decision.
He's got the best group and he's so upset about it.
Andy wants to F them all.
I do. I would become a Mormon to marry all three Sanderson sisters. Is that who they are? Mormons?
Yeah. Okay. Look at me.
Yep. So that would that be soak, marry, kill? Is that?
Wow. Wow.
Nailed that one. You're welcome. Wow.
All right. Andy.
Yes.
Your first bit of trivia. What ancient Celtic festival is Halloween believed to have originated from?
All Hallows Eve?
Andy, I taught you this one last year on the podcast. I literally did a whole history session on this.
Did you though?
Does anyone want to shout out the answer?
Is it Samhain?
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, Samhain. And Eric also mentioned it at the beginning of the podcast. And I was like, shit, he's ruining one of my questions again.
Did he really? Oh, shit.
Yes.
I could have said it 5 minutes ago and Andy still would have got it wrong.
That's why I gave Andy that question. All right.
Is there Sanderson sisters or no?
Jared. In the early 20th century, what was another name for Halloween, especially in parts of the U.S., due to pranks that were often played?
No idea.
Anyone?
Trick Day.
Mischief Night?
Mischief Night.
Yeah, I didn't know that one. Okay.
All right, Eric. Which U.S. city, but I'm just going to ask for the state, is known for its massive Halloween celebration and is often dubbed the Halloween capital of the world?
I mean, I would assume Salem, Massachusetts.
Represent.
Minnesota.
Oh.
Just Bill. The whole state?
Well, it was Anoka, Minnesota.
Okay.
Anoka, Minnesota.
Bill, during medieval times, what was the practice of going door to door asking for food or money in exchange for prayers for the dead called?
Welfare.
It's not austerity.
They called it man's giving.
Reaganomics.
Would that?
Bill doesn't know the answer. Does anyone know the answer?
I've given several.
Wait, one more the question.
During medieval times, what was the practice of going door to door asking for food or money in exchange for prayers for the dead called? Yes, Bill.
I know it's isn't it?
No.
Meals on Meals.
It was souling. So everyone got 0 points during that round. I'm going to ask a bonus question.
Wait, didn't Wick get it right?
Oh, no, wait.
He got my question.
Yeah, okay.
There are two answers to this question. If you get them both, it's whoever says them first, whatever. Pumpkins weren't the original choice for jack-o'-lanterns. Two vegetables were commonly carved before pumpkins became popular?
Turnip.
Butternut.
Rutabagas.
Oh, rutabagas is a good one.
We've said one of them.
Watermelons.
Do we know which one it was?
Turnip and...
acorn squash.
I guess like potato.
Yep, Bill got 2 points.
No! Motherfucker. He worked in all produce. Right.
Sorry, I'm still thinking about the Wicked Witch of the West feet. All messed up here. Got me all hot and bothered.
It was the Wicked Witch of the East, wasn't it? Because the Wicked Witch of the West was still alive.
It was the Wicked Witch of Nine West.
Rapid fire. Andy, who directed the 1993 Halloween classic, The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Tim Burton. Nice.
No.
Damn it.
Henry Selick, which I think is who directed that other movie we were just talking about, isn't it?
Coraline?
I think he did Coraline, right?
Is that really a thing? I always thought it was Tim Burton.
Tim Burton was the producer and writer of Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay,
cool. All right. 0 points. Jared, in the name Beetlejuice, what does the title character need someone to do three times in order to appear?
Are you fucking kidding me? That's his question. Are you fucking kidding me?
Keep thinking about them feet, Andy.
Say my name.
Andy's going soloing tonight.
I don't get the Sanderson sisters. All right, Bill gets this is coming up all everybody else.
Pew pew.
All right, Eric. In the 1978 movie Halloween, what is the name of the masked killer that terrorized the town?
Well, his official name is Michael Myers, but he goes by the Boogeyman. That's what everyone in the town calls him.
Michael Myers was the insert that I was looking for.
Okay.
Bill?
Yeah.
What was the name of the villainous doll that comes to life?
Chucky, pew-pew.
Correct.
Well, can you give us the full name? Chucky's a nickname.
Chucky Tail?
Chucky was the answer I was looking for.
It's Charles Lee Ray. Well, that's not far off, Jared.
I've got TV trivia or candy trivia. Which would you like to end on?
Candy.
Both? TV. All right. I'll do both.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to end on both. I want to just do both. Give any of the hard ones again. It's funny.
Andy, what candy was originally called chicken feed?
Oh, chicken candy feed. Corn?
Damn it. All right.
Jared, what candy is a circle with chocolate and peanut butter?
Andy's thinking about chicken feet now.
Jared, which chocolate bar claims to give you a break?
Kit Kat.
Perfect. Eric. On Halloween, Americans purchase roughly 600 million pounds of candy. What candy is ranked as the most popular Halloween treat?
A specific brand? Or you're saying like a specific candy bar? Treat.
Like most units sold or most sought after?
Or poundage? Candy? We're going by tonnage?
No, it's the most popular Halloween treat.
It's probably Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yes. In 1982.
Yeah. Okay. This is my wheelhouse.
What product was suspected of being tampered with, leading to a national panic that impacted Halloween candy safety for years to come?
Head and Shoulders.
Are we talking razor blades or are we talking, wait, hold on. Candy apples and razor blades? Candy apples and razor blades.
It was Tylenol.
Oh.
That's the start of the safety seal tops, right?
And you were giving out Tylenol for treats?
Yeah. No.
That was just a candy question.
No, somebody, but that was when people started freaking out about
shit in the bottles.
Oh, just right. About people tampering fucking with shit.
What was that category again, Abby?
It was
Halloween
it was,
candy?
All right, Bill. Which popular candy was introduced by Mars Inc. in 1923 and is named after a popular horse race?
Oh, God. Twix?
Fuck you. No, it's Milky Way.
Oh, shit, for real?
Andy.
Whoppers?
In Buffy the Vampire Slayer, nice. What supernatural creatures does Buffy usually fight on Halloween?
We talking about the 80s, the movie? Or are we talking about the TV show?
TV show.
Okay, TV show.
I don't think the answer's different.
I know, right? Because that was Nabil's wheelhouse. And they always fought vampires, but I think there was like a special demon. I'm going to say demons?
Buffy takes Halloween off because it's too tacky.
Nabil, sorry.
She's going to start killing people dressed as...
Is that incorrect, Bill?
No. I was like, oh.
Jared. In the Simpsons Halloween specials, what is the reoccurring title used for those episodes?
Treehouse of Horror.
Excellent.
What are they up to now? Like 24?
They've done one every season. It's got to be over 30.
Have they done one every year? I can't remember when it started. Yeah.
Eric, in the classic Halloween episode of Friends, titled The One with the Halloween Party, which character dresses up as a giant pink bunny?
I don't watch Friends at all.
Giant pink.
It's probably Ross.
No!
Joey.
It's Chandler. He has Monica get him the costume.
Oh my God. Andy, you are the Chandler of the podcast.
I've seen Donnie Darko.
All right, Bill. Which 90s TV show featured a Halloween episode where the main characters become whatever costume they're wearing due to a magic spell?
90s?
Uh-huh.
Sitcom?
Something about Tootsie?
I'm going to say Full House.
Wasn't it Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Wasn't it Friends with the bunny?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
You said she takes Halloween off, Abby.
She takes Halloween off from killing shit. Not from dressing up.
You got to specify.
That's a good book.
By a magical spell.
Nabil's so pissed listening to this pod. He's yelling, Buffy. He's like,
can you guys talk about The Craft again? In the Wicked
Witch of
the
West.
Well, I guess that's it.
I'm sure Jared got them all right.
Softballs
you tossed him, Kit Kats and stuff.
Jared, here's your question. Bill, what is your middle name? Andy, <Yeah. laughs> the 20th president of the United States once said on Halloween Eve this. Like, what?
We know what you say on Halloween Eve.
Time to stock up for the year.
Like, well, it's tool time, baby. Like, which wig do you want tonight? Al Borland or Tim the Tool Man Taylor?
Wear them ruby shoes.
Honey, what happened to your striped socks? Where'd those go?
If you dress up like Buzz Lightyear, does that do something?
No. Oh. Tim the Tool Man.
He doesn't recognize.
Well, the real question there was that Andy actually does dress up as Buzz Lightyear. Sometimes he's tried it. A lot of role playing going on at that house. Party City's had like a sale and return every couple months.
The return.
Are you kidding me? I got their credit card. Gold member, Party City.
Do we want a tiebreaker?
Sure.
Is it tied?
Who's tied?
It's tied between Jared and Bill.
Oh, right.
Okay.
These two fuckers.
What movie is this quote from?
Oh, no.
I'll swallow your soul.
Evil Dead.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Jared is going to get the point, even though that's not the correct answer.
Is it from The Nightman Cometh?
Evil Dead 2.
Okay. I mean, it's close.
Jared is our big winner tonight.
Woo!
Your prize will be delivered to you tomorrow. It's likely to be a cold McDonald's hamburger.
Oh, I thought it was Andy was going to give him a foot massage.
Listeria on the side, please.
All right, folks. Well, that concludes another 413 podcast Halloween special. We hope you all enjoy this Halloween. Hand out lots of candy, go trick-or-treating, watch a scary movie, and have some fun. Good night.
Stay spooky, y'all.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Bye.
Peace.
The mom of the podcast. She's always putting Andy on blast. Always with those little crafts. Often crying while she laughs. Getting in fights at the Lenox subway. Elm Street Lisa's thrown right away. Hot Harry's burrito, baby.
she won't attend to. Her makeup journal's more pages than Cheesecake Factory menu. She's ripped at the knee. She's belonged to Jeff Rowley. When it's not 2003, she's the mom of the podcast. She's always putting Andy on blast. Always with those little crafts. Often crying while she laughs. Getting in fights at the Lennox Subway. Oh, she leases the right away. Hot Harry's burrito, baby. Her makeout journal's more pages than Cheesecake Factory menu. Jeans ripped at the knee. Shoes belong to Jeff Rowley. Wait, it's not 2003. She's the mom of the podcast. She's always putting Andy on blast. Always with those little crafts. Crying while she laughs. Getting in fights at the Lennox Subway. Elm Street leases through.